What's up, guys? We're back again.
Welcome to the podcast.
We're at the Barnyard with homie Joe.
Kicking at the Barnyard? Is that what's up? Fucking awesome.
What we've been doing tonight, we've been recording one of homie Joe's songs. We've been at it for a couple of them.
Yeah. We've been doing the old Reefer Madness Challenge.
Dude, straight up.
Yeah, having a good old time over here at the Barnyard.
Dude, oh my gosh. Whatever you brought is fire, Vince.
Thank you, brother, man. I appreciate that. Anytime, man. You know what? I only smoke socially, dude. Like, I don't really like to smoke by myself. It feels weird, right? Like, the whole idea of marijuana for me is, like, I get as fucked up with my buddies as I can, and then we all have a fucking challenge driving back, and we all fucked up. We're like, well, dude, I'm seeing like four of the lines, dude, but I'm aiming for the middle.
You definitely weren't meant for Texas.
No, bro.
I mean, those wide open roads, man, but I don't think they'd take kindly.
No, dude, I'd be driving right through some motherfucker, you know, pasture. I'm like, hey, look, man, like, I had like 18 road sodas and like six blunts. Don't blame me. Shit happens.
Don't try this at home,
kids. Yeah, dude, this is Jackass 3.5. We're killing it.
3.5. Jeez.
So I think we're going to be featuring, hopefully today, homie Joe's song, Go, 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 right?
Yeah.
I think that one's the closest one. Ready, wait.
Yeah, it's about a band getting together and going, man. Don't give up on life.
Oh, yeah.
Don't give up. It's a really good one. I really like that. Do you remember where you were when you wrote it?
Yeah, we're at the taco shop, man. We're kicking it. It was like 2 a.m. Me, Marco, Austin, and crazy-ass Steve.
Steve
throws his bass lines in there, but he hits those root notes. It's good enough, you know? But, yeah, it was hours of just trying to write songs and get Doja going. And that's D-O-Z-Z-Y-A, like, doze you down with badass tunes, you know?
Yeah.
And so fucking... Yeah, it just came about of just the band getting that shit together and getting hit in the road, because you start booking your own gigs and get going, and you're your own driver, you know? And then that last verse in that song is actually, like, inspire people, man. Take what you've learned, pass that shit on, because what's the sense of holding on to the knowledge if, you know, you could share that shit free.
Straight up.
So, yeah, that's... And my dad always was like, fucking, go, 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 man, don't quit, so... That's the main verse.
And that makes sense, because, yeah, you opened up your own taco shop in Colfax. What came first, cooking or music?
The thought of business.
The thought of business?
Yes, the thought of business.
And then, money.
Music is my therapy, and it's always been in my life since, like, day one, man. My dad would sing every lyric in every song. Yeah, he's like, I don't know any lyrics. And, like, it's super inspiring. And then my whole family plays. Everybody plays a little something or sings, and we're all musically, you know.
So, there. So how long have you been playing?
My grandma bought my first guitar as a black acoustic Spencer guitar from D's Music in Merced. And, I worked her field to earn that guitar. And, I was in, eighth grade, yeah, and... Fucking that summer, going into freshman year, I moved out to the countryside, so ain't shit else to do but paintball, go-karts, jump your bike in the canal, swim in the canal, get kicked up by the cops several fucking times.
Get in trouble.
Until your mom goes, come on, dude, I know you from fucking high school, like, leave my kids alone, they're just hot, it's 100 and what out here, like, let them swim in the canal, like, it was cool as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
But music was the other thing to do, so, actually, I had a band in high school.
What are they called?
This song that we recorded today, that band, I think it was On Romp, which is porno backwards.
That's funny.
Okay. That's cool.
That is actually my other friend Perry, you know, he's the...
We can hear your foot stomping, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. And I don't know, he was a big inspiration musically for me. When I got my first guitar, it was like, he showed me a lot of the root stuff, and man, that's how I got started. And then it was me, Raymond. I called him Raymond Gaming, and he's so flaming, because he was always doing some weird-ass shit. And then it was the three of us, and then I tried to get the homie T-Rav on board with bass, and he was there, man. And then we had this thing going for fucking freshman, sophomore year. And then junior, I think, kind of all fell apart because everybody in time, you know.
Yeah.
Things don't line up. But music never stopped, dude. I never stopped. It's always been, anywhere I go, it's like always a side project. But lately, with the help of you, it's and you guys, it's been more real, I guess. It's been putting down on track.
Hell yeah, that's really cool to hear, man.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's cool for us too. We like to grab experience from wherever we could get it and like record stuff and all that. Like listening to you is hella fun for us. So
yeah.
Sweet, man. Likewise. And when you guys get up and play, man, it's super fucking. You guys lately in your show has been bringing the energy, and that's what we were talking about. Is energy at a show? It's not just the music you play, but just like food, it's not just the food you cook, it's the energy and love you put into it, you know, the time and practice
for sure.
Yeah, the drive, you know,
absolutely.
You gotta make them want to come back.
So music and food go hand in hand.
Yeah
that's very true.
No, it really is. So yeah, let me ask you a question or two about that. When did you open Homie Joe's Tacos?
Here in Colfax, we could call that January 1st, 2018. Wow, official date. But I was in there since November, painting it and, you know, putting things in place, trying to get ready, like end of November into December, and on and off working on it, and then opened up in January, yeah.
So what...
But really, though, mm-hmm. fucking it dates back to Alaska. 2000 and... Let's see, so that would be... 2016... Me and the now ex worked in Denali Park. Hated it. The community wasn't there. Stretched out. Everybody was far apart. Right. There's no. It wasn't the same vibe as Talkeetna. So, just work was kind of not what we thought it would be. So we're like, you know, let's go to Talkeetna. We ended up leaving Denali and went and chilled with Marco, and that's my buddy who I met in Santa Maria. But he'd always go to Alaska as well. And so fucking first spot we went to was his pad, right? He had a little cabin, dry cabin, you know, a shitter, his outhouse, you know, and it's super just on stilts, dry little cabin, looks like a shed really. But I went there just to kind of see what jobs were available because he was in town, knows the Haps that year. And so we're talking. And notice he has this, like, to-do list, right? Or things he would like to do for that summer or something like that. And he had all these things, like, normal shit, canoeing and whatever, whatever. And then there was, like, make tacos. I was like, what's the make tacos thing? And he's like, well, me and Xavier were thinking about opening up a little taco stand. It's like, well, why don't we just do that shit right now? Like, I got nothing to do. I got some money saved up. I'll get the supply. We'll make it. I got recipes, bro. So we sat, and it was me, Marco, and Melissa, actually, and me and Marco were brainstorming, Melissa's writing the shit out, and fucking guy had this short menu, and had, like, made a shopping list, what I'm gonna buy. Next day, I went and did it, dude. went to the restaurant store there in Wasilla, stopped by the other store, what is that, Fred Meyer's, and they had that Safeway or a couple stores, right, to get the produce. Three Bears up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And go back, make the shit, get ready, go out, because you can get a 2-day permit if you're doing the weekends and such. And it was a 4th of July weekend, so we popped open a stand, and that was kind of the first, like, start of the whole taco, Homie Joe's Taco shit, cool. Right?
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah, dude, then it was called El Taco, spelled T-K-A-C-O, so it's supposed to be like the Talkeetna Taco Company, but in one.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Bang.
Oh, that's cool.
And I did get online recently, and there is someone who took that name. Someone
really?
In
really?
Town, in Talkeetna.
That's cool.
Anyways, yeah, and then after that, we did that for the special weekends, right, and as a pop-up thing.
Mm.
And I ended up working in town that summer, but went and did the winter thing because I was seasonal working, and so I do the summer thing there, right? I called Marco, like, just as we're ending the winter. I was like, hey, yo, you going to go up and do tacos with me again? We're going to, like, make this a thing? do official, you know, like.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, I'm going to go to Michigan, da-da-da-da-da. All right, well, fuck it, I'm going. So I went with determination. That was when I drove that Subaru out back. Yeah. I bought it, like, cash out when I worked that winter. And I drove that up to Alaska. I ended up crashing that, like, 3 months later, falling asleep. It was when the first week I built my own taco cart, right? So I worked for a month, saved up the money there, went and bought all the supplies. Within a week, I built it at a homie's house at the end of the road at the Y on the spur, Taquina Spur Road and the Highway 3 or Highway 1. Yeah, so it was like, took me a week getting supplies, building it. Went down there. I had a commissary kitchen, had a place to park it, covered up every night, cleaned it up, put it away, right? So the nighttime, I busted out. And after the first week, I remember I'd got off my day job because I was still serving at the West Rib there in Taquitna. I got to my car, packed a bowl. I was like, dude, I'm too tired. I'm not going to smoke this bowl. I'm going to wait till I get home. Like, because I was at the end of the Spur Road. I lived at Peo's Kitchen. And she had this trailer she'd rent out, right? So I just got in that trailer that week because I'd made money from both the job and the taco stand, da da da. And so I was like, you know, moving up. And I have, you know, this picture of all the first day's bounty, you know, first day's payout.
Yeah.
From the taco stand. And then it was a day later that I was, this story, fucking driving home. There's one spot on that whole road where it's Answer Creek, where there's a dip. Or you could drive off and actually, like, really wreck your car. Well, I've come around this curve, fall asleep on the curb, keep curving. Boom. I'm, like, leaning driver's side in this ditch going down Birch Tree on my right. Boom. Birch Tree on the left. Birch Tree on the right. And as this doing this, the fender's flying off. Still good. There goes the mirror. Still driving. Still good. Like, I can feel the gas. Still going. Thinking this whole time, this car is just going to be beater with the heater. We're good. We're good. And I went to go, like, up the fucking hill, and it was soft mud, and it just dug in and rolled. It's boom. Not good. All right. I give up. Like, that's when. But I had hope. I had hope till that roll, and it was quite the slow roll, so the whole time I was sitting, like,
not this one.
Shaking my head, like, God damn it. There goes the windows. Not good.
You said, no.
I'm upside down.
Scrap it. Start over.
Yeah.
He's done.
Dude, facts. My homie happened to be right behind me, Eli, and he was just in firefighter training and volunteer work, right? He's like, Joe, you all right? I was like, yeah, I guess so. And legit, that Subaru was pretty fucking legit. I took out three trees, perfectly fine. I only got scraped up getting out the shit upside down because I was discombobulated.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that was the first week of the taco shop, right? Yeah. You want to hear about some cool ass shit too. So he's there behind me, helps me gather some things. State trooper comes. He's like, hey, yo, you all right? You need help? And I was like, I'm just going to leave it. He's like, all right, cool. Boom, shake hands and get out of here, kid. You know? Because yeah. Obviously I wasn't drunk or high or anything. I'd saved that bowl, which I did find and put it in my pocket like a smoke cigarette. Oh, fuck, this sucks, dude.
Yeah, rough night.
My ex downer. Was working somewhere else, and I had called. She didn't answer. I left a message. Hey, yo, I just told the car I'm okay. I'll see you later.
Jeez.
Same with my mom. And then, Eli gave me a ride, which is only a mile and a half to my house. Like, it was right there, right? And Peo's still open with her Thai food. She has little Thai trailers. Delicious as fuck if you ever make it up there. Yeah. Mayo's Thai food is delicious as fuck. She's awesome. Super cool, right? So I get there. My dog, luckily that day I left her home, Daisy. I left her home the first and only day I left her because we had that trailer first. And something told me to leave her home too, right? So for that reason, I was happy. And so I take her for a walk and then I go get some food from her and I'm telling her now what just happened. And then this dude's sitting there. Just quietly, right? And then I get my food, sitting there, and we're talking a deck the size of this room, right? This is two tables, so we're looking at each other. And he's like, so what happened, man? Like, tell me a little more. And I tell him, and he's like, I got a car for you. What? Like, what do you mean a car? He's like, yeah, you can use it all summer long, and then just leave it here, and I'll pick it up when I get back. Orc in the mines, I'm just here for the day, getting supplies, and I'm going back out. I'll leave the car here tomorrow morning and you can just use it. Like, what? Dude, how did that happen, like, within the same hour?
That's crazy. Wow, that's insane.
Yeah, that's that good karma right there, dude.
Yeah, that's how it be.
Because he was there for a day to get supplies and then flying back out.
Wow.
And all the timing, I could have wrecked that, like, 30 minutes later, dude would have been done eating, gone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It worked out like that. Boom, boom, next day. I was like, literally driving his a black Volkswagen. I'm like, I'm really driving someone else's fucking car, getting supplies. Like, I'm still doing this shit. Like,
yeah.
Awesome. Still going.
Nothing stopped.
Nah, but the universe told you it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The universe was like, yo, this is what you need to do.
It was crazy, dude. I used that all summer long. Bought new tires for it. Did all the maintenance on it. And... you know, cleaned it out probably better than he's like, probably like, oh, maybe I will keep this car type of shit, wow. Right?
Yeah.
That's so cool. That was cool. Yeah, that's how that summer went, and then it continued on, yeah.
Wow.
You wreck any cars, Vince?
Oh, yeah, man, I've done some things, man. Remember, I had this old Sunfire, man, and it was the old crack mobile, dude. And it was so bad, dude. My grandma gave it to me, right? So I'm sitting there one night, and the tags are all expired. Me and my mom getting this heated-ass argument, right? And I'm all like, fine, dude. Like, fuck your couch and fuck your chihuahua, dude. I'm out, right? And so I get in the car and I go to work. And she's all like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, just shut up, bro. So I get in my car and leave. And I get to work, right? And I'm cleaning dentist office, bro. And I get off of work, right? And I'm like, man... something told me, right, this ain't gonna go good, dude. This ain't gonna go good.
Bad karma coming.
Oh, man, it's happening, bro. It's happening. I don't even know what I did. I'm like, man, I wasn't even tongue punching pink starfishes or nothing, bro. Bad. Like, I was really legitimately on a straight and narrow for like 5 days, man. It was hard. Jeez. You know, so I pull out the parking lot in the middle of the night, dude, and I go to the gas station. And I pull in the old Cracksmobile, dude, and you could tell some funky junkie had to have been driving it. I'm sure he was all like, woo, we're going to get somebody tonight, dude. He's getting arrested for sure. So I pull in the parking lot. I pump gas, right? And this cop comes strolling in, and I'm all like, ha, you're a dick, bro. And I know what you're thinking, but guess what? Plot twist, I don't smoke crack except on Sunday because that's holy. Anyways, moving down the choo-choo tricks. I pull out the gas station, cop pulls me over, right? And he's all like, he pulls me over with his PA, he's all like, pull over into the next parking lot, okay, and stay in your vehicle. So I like, as the window goes down, right? Now I'm like shitting myself, I'm like, is this really happening, bro? I'm like, got the rickets on the steering wheel. And now he comes up the car and he sees me like shitting a pine cone. He's all like, oh, you been smoking the crack, boy? I'm all like, no, sir, I don't smoke crack. He's all like, why are you shaking? I'm like, because Officer Bacon here is harassing my persons. And I have no idea why the Bacon Brigade is on my shit, dude. It's just not appropriate, right? He's all like, you're acting kind of suspect. I'm like, well, I feel like you might shoot me in my face if I fart the wrong way. He's all like, that might be. Okay, moving down the tracks again. Thanks, officer. So he goes, runs my shit. He's all like, so why do you have this car? I'm like, why does Santa Claus come down your chimney? I don't know. Like, somebody gave it to me, so I'm driving it.
Yeah.
And he's all like, okay. So you going straight home? Like, no, man, I got like a pound of crack to go pick up down in Marysville. Can I go get that first? He's like, that's not funny, man. It's not good.
Bad timing.
Yeah. And so he's all like, get in your car, bro, and just go before I change my mind. I'm all like, okay, man, woohoo. So I like floor it out the thing, bro. Go flying down the road.
Yeah.
And I get to this turn and I way overshoot the bitch and like smack straight into this road sign, right? And then just keep driving. It was a whole big old, you know, wooden post street sign, bro, and I dent the front of my bumper in. Then more bad karma happens, dude, like 4 days later. I wake up, I'm like flying out the door late to work. Gotta take like 8 dabs before work. So I go take my 8 dabs before work and go to driving, and I'm flying down the back road to the feed store. And I didn't notice my tire was flat. So I'm driving like 75, 80 on like Aries Holmes. Like, I mean, like, There ain't nothing in it. We're going on empty. Yeah, well, because I'm just flying, bro. It feels straight at some speed. You know, you get to a certain, you're going fast enough. It's straight enough. Until you go to take a turn, you're doing, you know, straight hookers, bro, you know, so.
It was fuckered.
So I get going, bro, and I'm flying down the back roads. And I take this one turn, I'm like, oh, puckered my butthole, bro. I think I'm a little more fucked up than I thought I was, man. Yeah. Woke up in the wrong episode of SpongeBob today. So I fucking start driving again, you know, I'm like, and I'm driving hella fast again. Take another turn, almost die. I'm like, not today, Satan. It ain't happening. Mm-hmm. So I keep driving, flying around the corner. The third turn, bro, fucking smack into the toolies, bro. Goes straight through this motherfucker's fence. And so I pull up to work, bro, like the rodeo junkie. I got a piece of this motherfucker's fence and all these toolies rang through my fucking grill of my car and shit. And I pull up and the tire's all flat, right? I still don't notice. I walk up to work. Dude comes out. He's like, hey, dude, your tire's flat. I'm like... That would explain the road art that I've now collected on my way to the job site here, you know. Thanks, man, for telling me that.
Yeah.
He's like, how did you not notice? Well, you're doing 80, man. It feels straight.
Yeah, it feels all right. Fuck? For sure.
One night, me and my buddies got all smashed. And I don't know how the fuck it happened. We didn't get pulled over. We got all fucked up, and we're still in road signs, and we end up in Soda Springs. So we're still in, like, construction signs off the side of the fucking freeway.
Natural.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how this series of events happened. Yeah. But then at one point I remember, the only thing I remember through the night is one dude tried to pull off on the freeway and, like, try to help us steal the sign and throw it in the back of the truck. And then my buddy gets super heated at him. He's like, no, this is my sign, bro. And dude gets all fucking hella nervous. He's like, what the fuck, bro? Fucking feels up out of there. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? He was trying to help us steal the side. He's all like, I don't know, dude. It just didn't feel right. Like, what about this night feels correct? Dude, we are shit-faced drunk, stealing road signs off the freeway and driving to Solar Springs. Why is any of this correct?
It happens, though. I mean, you fuck around while you can.
Right? Shit.
You tell the boy Brown tale?
Oh, yeah. So, me, Cooper, and Riley, actually, you met her earlier.
He knows Cooper.
Oh, yeah, Cooper Landrum, right? Yeah. Yeah, so me and Cooper and Riley were hanging around the fire pit one night, and we were... So it had been brought up before, because we had done it before, but I can't remember any of that time. And it was like, let's go shoot road signs. And up until now, it had always been like, nah, let's not go do that, right? But now it was like, okay, yeah. And I was shit-faced drunk. I was really fucked up. In fact, so bad that I puked in the car on the way there. And so anyways, Cooper's all like, yo, let's go down to Sheridan, because there ain't going to be nobody, right? We were in Auburn. So we hop in the car and we smoke two blunts on the way there. And so there's a song written about it, right? And it says, it says something about rolling down the windows and letting all that smoke roll out. And it does, right? And so, like, anyways, we ended up shooting road signs. That's about it.
No, didn't you blow a hole in his floorboard?
That's how the song goes. No, that's how the song goes. That is not fiction.
Totally could have seen you doing that.
No. I didn't blow no holes in nothing except for a road sign.
Don't tell me that part of the story anymore. I'm gonna
keep sorry. I told you the truth.
Oh, dude, all the time. One day, dude, my homie's sleeping, right? And see, you shouldn't let a retard play with firecrackers, bro. It's all bad. Like, you've given me powers I should not have access to. Explosives. Come on, bro. That's scissors, sharp objects, shiny things, marbles, buttons, explosives in big red writing, though. Don't give retards explosives. So I wake up one morning, dude, and it's like 4:30, and he's sleeping his ass off, right? Because I only sleep like 45 minutes a night. Yeah, you know, I'm a cuckoo clock. I'm getting it, man. So I wake up, and he had showed me the night prior, right? Dude, I got all these, like, M80 firecrackers, right? These fat-ass, like, firecrackers. They're not M80s. They're, like, full-ass fat firecrackers.
Yeah.
And he's all like, watch this. And he's got all these ant holes, right? So he puts one in there, right? And fucking
we run and it fucking blows ants everywhere, right? Well, then, you know, Vinny's like, well, shit, if one does that, what does 15 of them rubber banded to do, you know, together do? And I'm all like, let's try it. So at 4:30 in the morning, I get out there in his field, and I'm blowing like sofa-sized holes in his pasture with M80 firecrackers. Dude, he comes out, he's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm all like, these ants were talking shit, and I had to eradicate them.
Yeah, they were no good.
He's all like, why 4:30 in the morning? I'm like, seemed like a decent time to get started. Before they wake up and get angry.
Yeah, right. Before they have time. Like you are now.
Right. Yeah. Two birds, one stone. I'm killing it, man.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I got some firecrackers if you want to go gopher hunting.
Oh, dude. Oh, man. No. I've had, you know, I used to, okay, I go rolling down the road, and I'd just be like plopping them out the window. Until one day, I went to yeet it over the car and smacked my hand hella bad, and it fell in my lap.
A gopher?
And then, no, a firecracker. Oh. Almost blew my fucking junk open like a joke cigar, dude.
Jitterbob.
Oh, dude, it was almost going to be a whole bad manwich situation, dude, and I was not going to be happy about it. Like, you don't know true fear until you have a firecracker in your crotch, and it's like, okay, do you rear away or do you back up into it, man? Like, send her out, bud. Yeah. Hope and pray.
Sin, bro.
Yeah. I was
lose a hand before you lose
right,
the voice.
Yeah, right. I said a finger's doable, sure. But my appendage down there is not replaceable. Yeah. That's a bad day.
I don't have a finger big enough to
want
to replace it.
No, dude. You know, I got dick for sale by the inch, but there's only 2 inches for sale, so it's not really lucrative. Nobody's biting. My frequent flyer miles have not been cashed in. Fucking Travelocity lied to me.
Fucking Travelocity. So you seem to travel a lot. Where's your favorite? Where's both your guys' favorite place? I can guess Homies might be Alaska.
Yeah, it's up there. It's up there.
Where's your guys' favorite place to let go? Or travel or have seen or...
Have seen?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, dude. There's so much awesome out there. I swear to God, there's so much awesome, man.
There's a lot of experiences, man, out there and doing things, moving
Canada's
around.
Canada's pretty fucking badass. Actually, a specific spot would be Smithers, Canada, BC, okay. Canada. That shit's badass. Ski town. They have this badass skate park there. You know, and you're surrounded by mountains.
Oh,
it's,
nice.
Every time I go through there, it's beautiful as fuck. I mean, I'm not saying it's the best town, but it's fucking beautiful. It's a great place.
Skate park.
There's lakes everywhere, man. You're in the middle of Canada. It's everybody's pretty chill. Everybody I've ever met in Canada has been welcoming.
Hey,
where are you from? California. Oh, really? What? How's it going? But with the whole lot of A's and don't you know type of stuff. Like, real Canada stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Are you like, you're from California?
Yeah, born and raised Merced, and I was like, 17, 18?
And then you dipped? Where'd you go?
I graduated a little early because I went to a continuation school. The reason that happens is because I started smoking pot junior year into senior year.
Nice.
I would smoke bowls before high school, right? And then, so I was late, naturally, like 10 minutes at a, you know, 10 minutes, right? And the teacher, he was a guitar teacher, I thought he'd be cool and chill with it.
You're like, hella worst dick, mistake ever.
Hella asshole. Sent me to in-house suspension, which led to Saturday schools, which I'm like, dude, for being 10 minutes late? Fuck, dude. And then the principal had to sit down with mom. It's like, hey, really, he can't be on time. I think he needs to go to the continuation school. I just got my license, and so mom's like, yeah, he's a truck, and only to go to school. Fuck, dude, I was just running weed dealers.
I
stopped
it,
skating, I was just driving now.
So I managed it.
Oh, fuck, dude. But I think mom knew and she
entrepreneurial.
Like, hey. Right, he said making
the ended place. Up talking to my grandpa later in life, one and only time, and he said I come from a long line of entrepreneurs, so it just makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
Straight up.
Some things are in your DNA.
Yeah. That's what I said, like working hard. That shit's just in the blood. Yeah. People say, don't work hard. I'm like, it's hard when it's in the blood, dude. I have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, I lose it.
I don't stop.
It's true.
Yeah. And, so graduated early out of Merced, and then just followed the heart, using air quotes, to San Jose, and lived in an apartment or a room there and started my own thing.
Now you're in Colfax.
Yeah. Well, traveling too is in the blood, man. This is the longest I've rooted, and I came here with the intent to root.
Actually. Oh, that's cool. So.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
This is
like, tired of traveling for, what, I did that for like 8 years, 9 years. Like, I'm done moving around, like, packing up every 6 months and moving to the next, which is fun. Don't get it wrong. Like, it's fun. I love that shit.
Yeah.
I met so many people. I have friends, like, everywhere. It's pretty fucking awesome.
How'd you guys meet?
I met,
he came in the shop, I was like, who's this fucking tall dude with that voice and was fucking sticking out like a sore thumb and shit?
He just never left?
And never left.
Like a bad dream, dude. But I made some time, but man, I'm never
this
far.
Guy's made me crack up so hard, I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up, I gotta drive. You want us to crash?
Yeah, he almost killed us in the U-Haul, bro. He's like, man, if you keep speaking, we're both dying. I said, well, talking. I might send it, bro. I said, today might be our day.
Yeah, I said, it's not in my blood. Throw like, I can't see.
He's got the old one eye, dude. He's like, I'm done again. He's sending it.
Fuck, he was like, you keep talking, you're driving. Bro.
He said, get out of my car. You're walking home, bro. It's a cold walk.
It'll be talking the whole way.
Right? I said, hi, me and my imaginary friend over here, David, we're killing it.
Dude, since we met, though, it's like, we've come from a lot of the same backgrounds, so that shit just makes a lot of sense of why we... I've clicked since day one. It's just, and this dude's a fucking riot, so that.
Have you always been such a quiet guy?
No, you know what, man? I mean, off and on, like when I was young, man, like, I was like the Pillsbury Doughboy, right? Like, I was just full of joy and happiness, right? Like, ha ha ha! Like, you poke my tummy, bro, and a fat kid, you know, make that laugh. It was instinctual. It was good, you know. And then, you know, I mean, through the years, man, you know, I mean, life has humbled me in a, you know, in a lot of ways, like, it's very trippy, too. Like I said, I'm from Texas, you know, so I'm not from around here. It's very different out here. People are very different, you know, and a very different, you know, growing up, you know. But I grew up in a lot of different, you know, very, very rough neighborhoods and different areas, you know, and then got adopted at a young age, you know, kind of was homeless off and on from a young age, you know, and just did my own thing. But I got 22 biological siblings, so, you know, as I got older, I travel around, you know, and I help them all out, you know, meet tons and tons of people, meet, you know, random crazy people, man, meet good people, you know, everyone in between, you know, and it's, I enjoy it, you know, I honestly, I'm the same way, like, I don't stick anywhere very long, you know, kind of 6 months, a year, I'm like, okay, man, this shit's super cool, I'm tired of, like, sucking dick over here, I'm gonna go suck a dick over there, you know, like, move around and, you know, find some new scenery, you know, yeah. And, you know, so I kind of grew up, you know, making everybody laugh. You know, I was always the fit kid, you know, I was a big kid. So I was like 300 pounds, you know, when I was at my biggest, you know, so.
What?
I was at 265 last December.
Yeah. Really?
So I didn't make a change, bro.
Wow, guys.
Yeah, you know, so I was a big old boy, man. I was all corn fed, man, as you know. But
congratulations.
Thank you, you know. Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah, until you see all the stretch marks, man, you know, you really don't know, right. You know, but yeah, and it took a lot of, you know, hard work and, you know, a lot of, like, turmoil.
Self-discipline.
Yeah, you know, and it was a lot of, like, shit, you know, through school, you know, I mean, shit happened, you know, but, yeah, I mean, shit. Honestly.
If you take it that way, you know, people could take it the wrong way, but if you take it as a humbling experience and learn from it, well, shit.
Yeah, you know, and kind of learn, you know, why, you know, people behave and act the way that they do when they do things like that, you know, and honestly, man, like, if you just learn right, this is kind of where I learned to be a funny motherfucker, you know, is like, I just learned right, if you say something right before they get the chance to say it, and then all the fun is out of it, right? So, like, you know, if, oh, okay, well, I already know, right? I'm fat. There's only so many things you can say about a fat. Okay, you got more chins than the Chinese phone book, right? Got more rolls than the bakery.
Yeah.
Okay, my titties are life preservers, you know? Like, I could save 16 people a titty. That's 32 off the Titanic. Good numbers, man. I'm a Powerball guy, you know? We're killing it.
Powerball.
You know, those are good odds. Said they look like little submarine, you know, binoculars. You know, they float above me in the water. I'm like, dang, man, look like a couple of basset hound ears just gave up on life. I said, I'm, oh man, I'm sweeping the pool. But you know, so I learned that, you know what, man, it, you can't beat the motherfuckers during them, right? Make something funny out of it, at least, you know, make somebody laugh.
So I've ran through life, you know, and I've helped, you know, many a different people. You know, I'm always there, you know, helping people. Like, my whole thing in life is, you know what, you can't take none of this shit with you, right? You know, so might as well just spread it around in love, right? Like, I think that I'd be, you know, far better, you know, looking in the mirror, right, if when I pass away, that, you know, I showed everybody, right, the same deck of cards, right, the same love, the same respect, the same loyalty, right? And it was never wavering, right? I mean, I may get fucked a lot, but you know what? That's if you choose to look at it like that. You know, I choose to look at it as, you know what, man, like, I did it knowing I was going to get what I was going to get, right, out of what I was doing. But I didn't do it expecting, you know, something in return. I did it because that was the right thing to do. You know, that's just how I was raised, you know, is if a motherfucker asks for help, you help him, right? That's just, that's common decency, you know, that's human respect.
Straight up.
It's all about respect, man. Yeah,
straight up.
That's some words of wisdom.
Thank you, man. You know what? Life's taught me a lot of funny things, man, and in the weirdest of ways, man. And, you know, sometimes it's from a funky junkie, man. You know, sometimes it's from, you know, a businessman. You know, sometimes it's just random places, you know. You find things that, you know, you never thought you would.
As long as your eyes are open to find the answer, you're always going to get it.
You can't hear things unless you're ready to hear.
No, you know, that's why you got two ears, you know, and one mouth. You know, you should listen twice as much as you talk, you know.
It's true.
And you'd start to understand, you know, that maybe not everything is what you think it is. It's not so black and white, you know.
There's lots of gray.
The world's full of gray, you know. I mean, not in a bad way, but you know what? I like that Bob Ross shit, you know. There's no mistakes, just fucking happy trees, my friend. Like,
straight up truth, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, you two sound like you're on the go, go, go.
You know, bro.
So we really want to get you guys back in here. It was a really fun podcast. Hopefully people enjoy our go, go or your go, go, go and our production. It's really great.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, fun. Man. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks for coming.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming again. Thank you. Thanks appreciate for it. Your friends.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, we're going to have you in, huh?
Thank you, man. I would love to. I always appreciate, you know, spending time with the homies and burning it down, man. That's a good time to me. Any time with family, man, is a good time.
Hell yeah. At the barnyard.
At the barnyard, man.
Barnyard, homie.
All right, guys. Thank you again. Here we are.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Anything see you later.
Else? Oscar Luevos, ladies and gentlemen.
Merry Christmas.
you've learned from the road. Pass it on down to you, you know. What's the sense of holding on to what you don't own?